Welcome to this week's edition of Mountain Outhouse News. I'm your host, Jam Jam. This is the craziest to happen in running this week. This week's stories include stout times at the Tahoe 200, course records at Superior 100, and Solomon to be sold? We begin this week with the Tahoe 200, the big loop around the lake that took place this past weekend. We saw some intense competition up front with Courtney DeWalter taking the lead early and holding through most of the race. She was finally passed up in the final 20 miles by Kyle Curtin, who went on to win the race in 49 hours, 32 minutes, supposedly collapsing at the finish line. Courtney was just a bit back, also breaking 50 in 49 hours, 54 minutes. We've also got a shout out Sean Nakamura, who was the race's first and only five-time finisher, meaning he's done and completed all five editions of the event. I myself was able to sneak in a fifth place finish in a bit over 64 hours, most definitely the toughest thing I've ever done. Ouch. Now moving on to potentially my next bucket list race, the Tour de Jean in the Italian Alps. It's also over 200 miles long, but features 80,000 feet of climb through the Aosta Valley. Fernocco Colle was this year's overall winner in 74 hours, 3 minutes, with Americans Matthew Smith and Luke Nelson both placing in the top 10 in 7th and 8th positions in a bit over 85 hours. Your first place female was Silvia Garrote in 87 hours, 50 minutes, with Stephanie Case coming in 4th in 98 hours, 17 minutes. Next, we go back stateside for a recap of several US 100 milers. First is the long-standing Superior 100 mile in Minnesota. This tough race saw some impressive course records go down this year under ideal conditions. Neil Kolick set a new men's record of 18 hours, 56 minutes, besting the previous best time of 5:35 minutes. Mallory Richard also had a stellar day out there with a 100-mile win in 22 hours, 36 minutes, beating her own record by 75. Ashley Nordell also went under the previous record to finish second in 23:46. The Pine to Palm 100 returned to Southern Oregon this year after a one-year hiatus, with Jared Dean winning in 19 hours, 4 minutes, while Molly Schmeltzer won for the ladies in 20 hours, 34 minutes. Next, we hop on over to Utah for the Wasatch 100 and the final stop on the Grand Slam of Ultra Running Tour. It took 21 hours and 7 minutes for Jesse Rich to take the win this year, an hour ahead of second place. It was much closer on the ladies' side, with the top three within a half hour of one another. Rebecca Hall was first in 26:46, while Rebecca Rick was second in 27 flat, while Jennifer Lambert was third in 27:17. We've got to give a shout out to Ben Light, who not only finished the Wasatch 100 this year, but chartered a plane to Tahoe to start the Tahoe 200 late. He was trying to get both of them done, but was a bit over all the overall time cutoff for Tahoe. Wowzers, I cannot even begin to imagine, bro. This leads us to the Grand Slam of Ultras. If you're new to the Slam, runners must in a single summer finish four of the five oldest hundos in the nation. That'll be Old Dominion, Western States, Vermont, Leadville, and Wasatch. We saw a total of 18 finish this year's Slam. Philip Sanderson was your first place in a combined time of 93 hours, 5 minutes. First female was Bibo Gao in 99 hours, 38 minutes. Congrats to all who got it done. Next up, the 100K World Champs in Croatia. It was a close one between two Japanese and one South African runner. Hideki Yamauchi of Japan took the victory in 6 hours, 28 minutes, followed by his teammate Takiko Gioba just 4 minutes back. Three-time Comrades champ Bungmusa Thembu was third in a minute behind Takiko. Of course, this meant Japan took the men's title. Your top American was Jeff Burns in 6:42. For the ladies, Nikolina Sustic of Croatia won in 7:20, followed by Nele Barreras of Germany, second in 7:22. Third was Mai Fujisawa of Japan in 7:39. Japan also took the ladies' title. Top Americans were Carolyn Bowler in 7:57 and Emily Torrance in 8:03. It was a summer of mountain running wins for Dakota Jones. He just added a win at the infamous Imogene Pass Run, adding to his first place finishes at the Kendall Mountain Run, La Luz Trail Run, and Pikes Peak Marathon. These are all classic Southwest mountain races that have been around for decades. Pretty cool to see Dakota take them all in one season. Curious what's in store for Young Money next. Stay tuned. On the ladies' side, at Imogene, we saw Maggie Yount take the victory in 2:53, ahead of Ashley Christopher, who was 2 minutes back. Anta Sports, Chinese sportswear company, is making a takeover bid of Amer Sports to the tune of $5.3 billion. Amer Sports, of course, owns the Salomon, Suunto, and Arc'teryx brands, as well as Wilson Sports. Should be an interesting story to follow, and it is reported the Chinese government is making a big push for sports brands ahead of the next Olympic Games in Beijing in 2020. If you're looking to enter the Comrades Marathon in 2019, they finally set an open date of Friday, October 19th for the storied race. Go ahead and follow them for all the deets. Some more gender inequality issues to report on, this time at the International Vaia Sky Race. Thanks to Ruth Croft for bringing this one to our attention. She was invited to compete at their race, but noticed prize money was only being given to the top 5 women versus the top 10 men, and the amounts were all lower for the women than the men. Do we have to say it again? This has just gotta stop, folks. It appears she's declined the spot. Kudos to you, Ruth. Anton is back in the FKT news with a Long's Peak duathlon record. He rode his bike from the Boulder bus stop to the base of Long's Peak in 2 hours 48 minutes, summited the 14,000 plus foot peak, and back down to in 2:24, and rode his bike back to Boulder in 1 hour 40 minutes. He shaved 23 minutes off Neil Bindelman's time set back in 1989. Mark Zuckerberg was spotted running a 5K with his wife Priscilla. It looks like the couple towed the line at the San Francisco Giant Race, but we couldn't find his race results anywhere. Maybe under a pseudoname? I don't know. Next up, in the Salomon Golden Trail Series, which is also the World Skyrunning Champs in the Ring of Steel Sky Race in Scotland, hosted at the Glencoe Skyline. It's a 29-kilometer long race with over 8,200 feet of climb and supposedly extremely technical, muddy, and crazy terrain. We're talking hands over feet type vert. We'll recap the race next week, but looks like a stacked field with Stian Agermund, the course record holder, going up against Killian Jornet, Dakota Jones, and others. On the ladies' side, Laura Org, who holds the course record here, Holly Page, Sylvia Rampazzo, and Sheila Aviles, who placed second last year, as well as the Elcott sisters. I just read Debo's TDS race report and hadn't realized the details behind such a close race finish. He was actually led off course by a race official on an e-bike just as he has taken the lead late into the race in a decisive moment. After running a mile or more off route and not seeing flags, he stopped, pulled out his phone with its route, and regrouped. He mentally was crushed for a moment, but pulled himself back together to charge hard. He just didn't have quite enough gas to overtake the race winner. Damn. Unfortunate. The Run Rabbit Run 100 takes place this weekend with $65,000 in prize money offered to the winners. That's $12,500 going to the men's and women's winners in equal amounts. Interesting to note that it appears their website has been scrubbed of all info on the Rabbit Cup. This was supposed to be a team event where sponsors or individuals would pony up $10,000 each in a gambling-type free-for-all, going for a total $50,000 win for the top team. Maybe they didn't get the support they're looking for this time around. Anywho, let's take a look at a few of the top competitors. Jim Rebnack is back defending his title, but will be challenged by Seth Swanson, Mark Hammond, Jeff Browning, Kyle Petari, Jason Schlarb, Charlie Ware, Catlo Shipik, Bob Shebist, Rivers Pusey, and Jesse Haynes. On the ladies' side, Alyssa St. Laurent is definitely a favorite, with a second place here a couple years back, but challenged by Emma Rocha, Michelle Yates, Carrie Brugsvort, Nikki Kimball, Denise Barassa, Anita Ortiz, and Sarah Piso. Wow. Looks to be a good one. Definitely rooting for the Pima Pirates, Charlie Ware, and Catlo Shipik, personally. And with that, thanks for tuning in to episode 110 of Outhouse News. Thanks for checking out the show, and we'll see you next time. If you have crazy stories to share, or questions or feedback for the show, please leave a comment below. If you'd like to directly support the show financially, consider becoming a Patreon supporter of this channel, or pick up this custom pair of Jam Jam sunglasses, links below. Have a